Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We're still waiting for rain here on the Pinecrest Ranch. I'd like to thank our neighbor Tracy for pointing out to my second grader Hannah that the sign reads Pinecrest Ranch, not Pinecrest. Although when you're seven, it really doesn't make that much difference. I guess we're never really surprised when we aren't getting the amount of rain we'd like. It just goes with the territory. If you live near the ocean, there are times you will get wet. If you live in our part of the world, you have some dry periods, and you just hope your roots go deep enough to wait them out. It seems like maybe we've come full circle. When my great-great-grandfather came to this part of the world, the piece of sod that he had chosen to invest the rest of his life in turned out to be on a favorite route of the north-south cattle drives. Not one of the main trails like the Chisholm or the Western, but main enough that the cattle were pretty tough on the corn patch. Now here we are 130 years later, and some of Mr. Boggs' offspring are getting ready to turn the cows into the cornfield in order to buy a little time for the grass. I guess things aren't all that different. You do what you have to in order to make things work. I thought I'd try out a couple poems this morning that you folks haven't heard yet. I call this first one The Tampin' Stick. When building a fence, what matters the most isn't whatever you choose for a post. Start at the bottom and work to the top. When the dirt is all gone, then you can stop. A little at a time, too much isn't right. There won't be no wiggle when you pack it in tight. Sam Colt's shooting iron got way too much press. My favorite tool, you never would guess. It's held in your hand and used steady and quick. The real West was won with a good tampin' stick. Whether you're fencing stock in or out, setting posts are pretty important. It's the foundation that the future of the project is built on. For lack of a better title, I call this next poem, Home Place. Going west, your heart pounding in your chest as you're hitching up the draft horse to the cart. The footsteps on the sod raise a rhythm rather odd. One more day on the journey is about to get its start. As the plains stretch out before you, hoping God will not ignore you, with your family you have set out on this quest. The chorus of the prairie is beyond the ordinary. The spring grass seems to whisper, going west, going west. Soon to claim a piece of sod near where other men have trod, the difference between those other folks and you comes with the saying that you're taking root and staying, while the others were intent on passing through. And stay they surely did, and on the future bid, with crops of kids and corn and cattle. Tight fences stopped the steers, but could not slow the years. This we know, for all of us still fight the battle. The seeds that they did sow, they will never know. With the crop that grew have been to their surprise. I am in their debt for staying, and I have no plans for straying. My dreams for the future were once seen through their eyes. In rows planted east to west, nursing from the prairie's breast, running water sings a song I love the best. As it trickles down the road to the dry soil that's below, the chorus that it sings is going west, going west. My temporary home, till from this world I roam, of all the earth, I love this place the best. I will bloom where I've been planted, find joy in each day granted. When Christ returns, he will find me in the West, in the West. Thanks for joining me this morning. I've had a great week and hope you have too. I really enjoyed speaking at the Women in Ag Conference this past week and look forward to visiting with you folks down in the Imperial area next Saturday at the Frenchman Valley Co-op meeting. If you get a chance, visit the Homegrown webpage at www.rpsmith.us. As my neighbor Burl says, keep your dauber up. I don't really know what that means, but I know he means it in a positive way. Please join me again next week for another edition of Homegrown.